Always local. 5AA. Always Adelaide.
The 5AA Player app lets you listen to all your favourite 5AA shows wherever you go.
5AA Mornings with Matthew Pantelis.
It's time for Our State, as we do, talking about things in South Australia. Today, the 2023 Governor's Multicultural Awards, and we've got, well, the Governor, Her Excellency, the Honourable Frances Adamson, is here. Your Excellency, good morning.
Good morning, Matthew. Lovely to be with you again.
Likewise, lovely to see you. And you've brought Nadir Ibrahim in with you. He is the Governor's Multicultural Awards Community Sector winner. And good morning to you, Nadir.
Good morning, Matthew. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. Tell me a little bit, firstly, Your Excellency, about the awards. They've been running for a number of years. Why is it important to recognise outstanding South Australians who promote multiculturalism?
They have been running for a number of years, Matthew, and I think governors really, since the very beginning, have been supportive of the contributions made by those who choose to come to South Australia from other lands. And although we now describe ourselves, and we are, as a very multicultural society, it is still important, I think, to acknowledge the particular contributions of some members of our community who've really gone above and beyond to promote multiculturalism and increase the understanding of the benefits of cultural diversity in our community. That's what they're all about.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we'll come back to that in a little bit. Nadir, you're an Egyptian immigrant. You've been here now for, let me see, 15 years, if my maths is right. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What brought you to Australia?
All right. Yes, 15 years almost. I've come to Australia as an international student. However, I've lived 27 years of my life in Egypt. I studied and have a degree in journalism. That's my original background. That was my dream. This is a great day, a great moment for me to just be able to be here and reach out to the people and speak. This is one of the things that I was always hoping to be. But coming to Australia as an international student, I went into the community services and I studied a diploma of community services over 2 years. And obviously, that was the initial catch for me. Like, I wanted to work within the community. I wanted to learn more about the community and also be as much of a help and support towards the community as much as I can. That was my initial thing. 2 years of study, I studied about all aspects of community. And then from there, I started the work straight away in youth areas, in children area, mental health area, drug and alcohol area, refugees and new arrivals area as well. And within 5 years from arriving into Australia / South Australia / Adelaide, this is where I have been, and I have not moved, and I've never considered moving again. I felt the need, like, there is a lot for me here, mm-hmm. and there is a lot of strength that I can provide as myself.
Fantastic. What does winning the Governor's Multicultural Award mean to you and to your community?
I think celebrating the success is amazing. Being recognized for the efforts and all of the work is amazing. Mm. It could be just a nice word you hear, or just a symbolic thing you get. It's always appreciated, but actually being presented a Governor's Award in the government house with Her Excellency and a lot of different people, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I've seen ministers and a lot of members of the community, and then the publicity behind it. I think it gives you that good feeling of, like, yes, all of these hard work, all of these long days, all of these long nights, it has been appreciated, and it's always nice to be appreciated. So, feeling amazing about it.
Excellent. Your Excellency, what do the awards mean to you personally? And I suppose some of what Nader just said about being appreciated and welcomed must really resonate.
It really does. And I was just thinking, as he was mentioning that, it is a wonderful occasion, the awards ceremony, and it draws in so many people from across the state who understand the journey, I suppose, and some of the challenges of the journey that Nader and others have made too. But I meet across the state previous award winners, not just ones, not just people I've presented awards to, but Hugh Van Lay or Kevin Scarce, and they tell me it really was almost a turning point, the recognition, the acknowledgement, what it means not only in the communities they've largely been working with, but across the broader community. And that's a wonderful thing. I mean, there are big smiles that day, and those smiles just continue in my experience.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Nada, do you feel your contributions have made a positive impact towards promoting multiculturalism?
I think that's my first aim. That's my first goal. That's the one thing I thrive for. Through the programs and the projects that we've been running, obviously I have to acknowledge all of the great work that the co-founder of One Culture, Josh Smith, and the rest of the team that's working with us at One Culture. Mm. We're all working together collaboratively. That's a very hard word to say sometimes. To actually, what kind of positive impact are we having today? It doesn't matter if it was just one person today. It's a good day. It's a win. Yeah. If it's a group. And that's why there's always programs happening week in, week out, day in, day out, in different schools, outside of schools, and in the greater community.
Fantastic. Your Excellency, the role the awards play in increasing intercultural understanding. There's people who will ring up and say multiculturalism just hasn't worked in Australia. And I personally, as a Greek Australian, Australian Greek, I would agree. I would disagree with that strongly. I think it has worked. And you go around to the festivals and the thousands of people at the Greek festivals, for instance, enjoying the food, the culture, the dancing, whatever, the music. Oh, I think it's worked very well. But in terms of the awards and their role in that, what do you think?
Well, look, it's indisputable, Matthew, that we are a multicultural society. That's just a fact. And everyone's got their own stories. And we, as a nation, have been enriched not only by the things that we often talk about, by food and culture and language, but by those who've made an active decision to come and join us, the contributions that they make, the personal contributions that they make. And they come with a great deal of often, depending on age, of course, life experience and expertise and unlocking that potential. I mean, I think South Australia really is a state where I would certainly hope that most people would have a sense of belonging. But that takes time to feel that you belong and that you can really contribute. And I think the awards, I think they make a modest contribution to this, because what they're doing is recognising what is happening to a very large extent across our whole community every day. But in the case of the awards, someone's taken the trouble to nominate someone who's been doing something extraordinary, contributing to multiculturalism and also what we call interculturalism. And that's working across cultures to create better understanding and more opportunity. And the awards are designed to celebrate those things. And it's something that I will continue to champion throughout my term as governor.
Should more be done in that? Because, you know, you talk about awards and people nominating for various things, and maybe they're too shy to, maybe they don't feel that they're doing enough to be considered worthy, as it were. Should we be, I don't know, encouraging people in many different ways, I suppose, for recognition and getting out there doing their thing?
Oh, of course we should. And Matthew, one of the reasons I always accept your invitation to come onto the show is because I know people will be listening. Mm. And as they listen to us, they'll be thinking about people they know, unsung heroes, others who've made a contribution. It's not hard to nominate. You just, you know, type into your browser Governor's Multicultural Awards, and it's virtually done. So it's an easy thing to do. But can I just add, it's not just about the awards. The awards are one aspect of it. But as Governor, as I travel across the state, as Rod and I visit high schools, as we welcome young people to Government House, we see school captains, we see SACE award winners, we see school leaders in their own environments who've come from other cultures, who've in many cases had to learn English, who've worked incredibly hard to get on, and their contributions as young leaders are now being recognised through the Youth Parliament, through Duke of Edinburgh Awards, through whatever it is. And I think that's one of the biggest advertisements for our multiculturalism, is that we can make these young people relatively quickly feel that they belong, that they can contribute, and that they can really get on in life by making that contribution as engaged, active citizens, which is something I encourage everybody to do.
Neda, at a local level, how important do you think it is, like, in terms of strong community connections, building cohesion, harmony between people of different backgrounds, which obviously you must be doing for you to be an award recipient?
Yes, I think it's especially on the youth level, because that's where my focus is. I think this is the most important area for us, because I look around when we run an event or a program, and let's say there is, I'm not going to say a large event like 150 or 200 people. I'll say like there is 30 or 40 different players on the court, two different courts, and we're playing just friendly matches, scratch matches. You look around, you can count at least 10 different countries or 12. Yeah. You can count at least 6 different languages.
Yep.
You can count different backgrounds, different ages, different genders. Just putting all of this in the max, in the mix, is just an amazing thing to witness. But what I feel like, what is so important here, is to create that positive, safe environment to allow everybody, each and everybody, feeling safe, welcomed and appreciated within their comfort zone, within the big mix kind of thing. It's like putting things in blender without actually, like, getting them to positively blend without destroying their seeds or something.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It could be really funny. But the best part of it is, I feel like us as a human being, we are more likely to be open and to learn about others and accept others than rejecting and standing against one another. You just need that positive environment.
Yeah.
And this is what we try to create. And this is the importance of it, I think, the best one, especially on the youth level. You just need to kind of guide and fine-tune this attitude and the attitudes and behavior through that positive environment. And that's when you get much better outcomes.
Interesting. What lessons from your own experience do you want to share with South Australians to increase understanding between cultures? And I reckon your blender example is pretty good.
100%.
Just to answer that,
I'll take it back to the very, very first days here, down in an Adelaide high school here, when we very first started the program in 2017. And one of the schools that we always have worked at, and we still work and support 7 years on, is the Adelaide Secondary School of English. That's the school that any young person comes into the schooling age, doesn't have adequate English to join the public systems. They go to Adelaide Second School of English to increase their English understanding level, and then they move. They could finish their school years in there, or they could move into another school within their area. So when we started, that was our first recruitment point, if you like, because all of the boys and girls that we know like to play the game are there. So they started coming, and then at the beginning, we let them just do whatever they want. So you will find a handful of friends from Guinea, for example, from Africa, is like deciding we want to play together, but get the same color bib and put it on. And then a group of boys from Afghanistan, they just decided to put their own bibs on. It's like they want to stay again within their comfort zone. Like, okay, no problems. Let them play the first round. Let them finish the first day. They come the next day, and then they're looking at each other. And I was like, oh, do we really have to do this thing? I was like, no, how about I do it now? Start mixing. Just let them have that feeling of like being safe, and everyone is that.
Yeah.
And then within 2-3 weeks, you start seeing them, instead of coming in the same groups all the time, they're coming in a larger group of everyone together. And then after that, you'll find two different people from two different cultures coming, working together. So it just broken a lot of the barriers, like melted all these things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great result. And of course, the One Culture, it's the name of the program you're talking about that you founded, which has led to you receiving the award.
Yes.
And that is basically connection through sport.
Yes, I think a lot of people save my name on their phones as Neda Football or something like that. So this is something I'm proud of. I think part of who I am and where I am today is working and being part of One Culture. And obviously, One Culture has been founded through the experiences and the work and the hard work that we have collectively done But most importantly, my colleague and myself.
Wonderful. Nada, lovely meeting you today. And Your Excellency, you mentioned the website. Just look, Google Governor's Multicultural Awards and go your hardest from there.
Absolutely. We'd love people to do it. Don't wait for later in the year. Mm. Just do it now and keep it in your mind. There are so many wonderful people out there who are worthy of these awards.
Yeah, indeed. And how are you going? You have, 3.5 years in now, I think?
Two and a half, heading up to the halfway point. Yeah. So, but very much enjoying the privilege of being governor and meeting so many wonderful South Australians, whether they've been here for tens of thousands of years or only recently arrived. And I met a wonderful woman the other day who'd come as a refugee from Iran. She'd been here only 2 years. She could not be more enthusiastic or more grateful to the people of South Australia for making her feel welcome and giving her opportunities that she's never had before in her life.
That's wonderful. The Multicultural Awards, how do they sit in the 2.5 years? Are they a highlight? Is that one of the strengths, one of the wonderful parts about being governor?
They really are. There are a number of governor's awards, which is, you know, for civics in schools, for multiculturalism. There are a range of them. And, of course, I work with other organisations too. Mm. But as the recipients of these awards walk across the stage to shake my hand every year and as I hand them the trophy, the looks on their face and the applause in the audience and just knowing what it's going to mean, it's truly uplifting. So, yes, I love it.
Would you take an extension if one was offered?
Let's not get into that. Rod and I are taking every day as it comes, and we're trying to make best use of every day, and we're loving doing what we're doing.
Well, love you doing it too. Thank you for coming in today, as always. Thank you, Nadia Ibrahim, recipient of the Community Sector Award as part of the Governor's Multicultural Awards, and Her Excellency, the Governor of South Australia, the Honourable Frances Adamson, my guest today. Thank you both.